A new series of books has been published that showcases the work of elementary and middle school students from the Syracuse City School District. Led by the Say Yes to Education program, these kids produced a collection of poems and short stories that give a look at how they view life and process the world around them. Principal Dare Dutter at Dr. Weeks Elementary School led the ceremony where these books were unveiled.
There's a lot of people who don't have any idea what goes on in the minds and the hearts of these kids. So this is a way for them to convey that, to share that with the world, and it's a powerful thing to me.
The first book, entitled Rainbow, features a collection of poems by elementary students that reveals their perceptions of different colors. The second is entitled What You See Is Not Me. The book presents the work of older middle school students that created fictional stories from real-life media stories, stereotypes, and images. 15-year-old Nagano Abdi is originally from Kenya.
I am a 14-year-old boy. I pretend to enjoy my life. I feel sad when I hear someone die. I touch my chest when I'm feeling sad. I worry about what's going to happen next. I cry when I feel alone in this darkness. I am a 14-year-old boy.
The emotion behind these writings has had a strong effect on the administrators watching the process happen. H.W. Smith Principal Sharon Bernkrant recognizes just how powerful these ideas and experiences are, despite the young age of the authors.
They wrote about real-life situations that involve coming to America, abuse, all those kinds of things that suburban kids don't have that opportunity to learn about. So our kids are expressing what it is to be a global citizen.
Altogether, the Say Yes series includes 13 books. Involving 250 Syracuse City School District students as well as 180 Syracuse University students. Copies are being distributed for free at the public schools and around the city. John Smith, WAER News.